Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. State officials say they have no records showing a Vermont state employee was arrested for having sex with a minor while traveling on government business in China in the years 2013 or 2014. The allegation was made Monday by Russell Barr, a lawyer representing foreign investors who were defrauded by the massive EB-5 scam in the Northeast Kingdom that was exposed in 2016. Now, Attorney General T.J. Donovan is calling on Barr to turn over evidence of the alleged crime. Within the next 2 weeks, Barr says he will file a court briefing identifying the state employee that he says was arrested. With surprisingly little debate, the Vermont House late yesterday gave its preliminary approval to legislation that makes some key changes in the way education is financed in Vermont. House Ways and Means Chairwoman Janet Ansel says the goal of the bill is to shift more of the burden for paying for education from the property tax to the income tax. To achieve the goal, the legislation raises nearly $60 million by imposing a new income tax surcharge on all Vermonters. Ansel says the funds would be used to reduce most local property taxes by roughly 10%.
To move instead to a more direct reliance on income, which is a better reflection of ability to pay. And finally, we wanted to better connect voters to the decisions they make when they vote on school budgets.
Dover Representative Laura Sebilia was unsuccessful in her bid to delay implementation of the bill for a year. She questioned the basic premise of the bill and whether it addressed Vermonters' concerns about paying for education.
I don't know that they're telling us to raise their income taxes. We're not seeing a reduction in spending here.
The measure will come for final approval in the House later today, and there could be more debate at that time. Lawmakers are considering some significant changes to Vermont's gun laws, but they say they want to hear from students before they take any action. The House and Senate Education Committees will be holding a public hearing this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Last week, hundreds of Vermont students had planned to take part in the National School Walkout to call for stricter gun regulations. But heavy snow forced many walkout events to be rescheduled. A lot of students, though, say they intend to continue to push for gun legislation. The Fish and Wildlife Department plans to issue just 14 permits for moose hunting this fall, down from 80 issued last year. And the department is proposing allowing hunting only in the far northeastern part of the state. Mark Scott is director of wildlife for the department. He says moose are suffering from winter ticks, but that some hunting can take place where the herd is still relatively strong.
Recent research among our counterparts in New Hampshire and Maine and other parts northern United States, it shows that if you maintain a moose density at 1 or even a little bit lower per square mile on the average, seems to avoid these big effects that ticks may have on the moose themselves.
The increasing problem with winter ticks is attributed to climate change. The Fish and Wildlife Board is holding a series of hearings this week on the proposed rule, and the board is scheduled to vote on it on April 25th.